WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. What is Figaro doing in Trump Tower, the Manhattan high-rise where the rich live and shop? Well, director Peter Sellers put him there in an updated version of Mozart's opera The Marriage of Figaro. Sellers has already staged Mozart's Così fan tutte and Don Giovanni in contemporary settings. This new production of Figaro recently received its American premiere at the PepsiCo Summer Fair in Purchase, New York. The opera was written in the 18th century. Figaro is the servant of a count. His bride-to-be, Susanna, is the servant of the countess. The count wants to exercise his aristocratic right to deflower Susanna on her wedding night. The opera is about how the count is foiled in his plan. Our classical music critic Lord Schwartz has seen Sellers' new production of Figaro, and we asked him to tell us about it. Did you find that in this updating of the opera by Peter Sellers that there were aspects of the story or, you know, of the drama that were inherent in Mozart but not as explicitly stated?
Something like that. I mean, I think Peter actually, I mean, I think he could have found similar new insights in a more traditional approach. But this is his approach, and what he found are ways of seeing beneath the surface of the characters, so that some of the characters who are usually just stereotypes become much more real, become much more touching. But I'm not sure it's simply because of the updating or because he's really looked at the text and looked at the music and seen something that not just more traditional directors, but that directors who aren't as insightful haven't seen before. He does something else that I think that I am convinced is in the opera, though maybe Mozart, you know, might not have been able to talk about it. And it has something to do with the relationship among the women. They're very aware of their identities as women. Even the men are aware of the sort of mystery of what it is to be a woman. There's a beautiful duet, the letter duet, in which Susanna and the Countess are planning to trap the Count later on. And it's always a very, very lovely number. It's done much more slowly in this production. And instead of the sort of traditional, realistic, theatrical staging, Sellers has them go into a kind of formal dance almost, in which they're bending and turning and they even fall on the floor at the same time. It's almost a kind of ritual of connectedness between the two.
You've brought an excerpt of the scene that you're talking about.
I did.
Confuses me. Sellers has taken this 18th century opera, set it in the present so that it has a resonance to people in the 20th century that it wouldn't otherwise have. But it's still being sung in Italian, so I don't quite get it. I mean, if I went to see it, I still wouldn't understand what the heck they were singing about, even though it was set in the Trump Towers.
Right. Well, the staging is... Some of the staging is so good that you can follow it anyway. I personally admire his decision to do it in Italian because I think it sounds better, it fits the music better.
Uh-huh.
And I think his main intention is not to find some sort of jazzy new gimmick that's going to, that's going to get a lot of laughs. He will get some laughs. He will get some laughs that aren't in the original. But that what he's doing, that there's a kind of musical sensitivity, a sensitivity to the style of the music, to the tone, to the mood of the music, that you don't often get in opera productions these days. And that if he has to do it by going the route of updating, well, then that's okay. It's okay with me because he's hitting much deeper pay dirt. It's not just a kind of superficial, let's set the Marriage of Figaro in the Civil War or in World War I.
Lloyd, what's the life of a reinterpreted classic? Can you see anybody else doing the Peter Sellers staging of Mozart's Marriage of Figaro? Or does it just end with Peter Sellers?
Well, end isn't quite the word because he'll tinker with it. He'll do it again. It's being planned for production again next summer. I'm sure he's going to make lots of changes. He'll see all sorts of new things. The singers will see new things in them. And I think this is, Peter Sellers is just beginning to work on Figaro. And I think he thinks that it's an inexhaustible masterpiece and that he'll keep coming back to it.
Okay, well, Lloyd, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. Peter Sellers' Figaro will be performed at the PepsiCo Summer Fair through July 31st. This is Fresh Air.